A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friend. Yeah, Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Excuse me, by the way, I have a mouthful of nuts. That's better. And you can check me out on Drive later on today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we now, of course, know one of the teams in Sunday's World Cup final. It is, of course, Argentina, who beat Croatia. Here's the fallout from the TalkSport presenters Adrian Durham, former England defender Stuart Psycho-Pierce, and Jim, I'm very proud of my foot, proud foot.
It's another classic Messi World Cup moment. He's taken the ball, he's beaten challenge after challenge, he's tiptoed his way through the penalty area, he's siphoned it in the back for Alvarez, who couldn't miss. It's going to be Messi who is in the 2022 World Cup final, and he's going to be there in inspirational form.
I had to drop my microphone and just applaud what I'd just seen. Incredible.
He was mesmeric, masterful, and he was at his very best. You could pay him no higher a compliment than that.
And now with Maradona watching from football heaven, it's Messi who's the main man. He's the hero, he's the star, and the fans love him. Can he take the World Cup back to Argentina? Well, whether he does or not, Lionel Messi has richly entertained us tonight and all his career.
Argentina are in their sixth World Cup final.
Lionel Messi might not win the World Cup. Who knows what's going to happen on Sunday here at Lusail Stadium. But he has an opportunity, a second opportunity, to win a World Cup with Argentina. Jim Proudfoot.
Well, it's always been the stick that he's been beaten with. Oh, yeah, but he's never done it in a World Cup. He's putting that right now. I know that he hasn't won it yet, and that he's been this close before. They got to the final in 2014, but he wasn't able to take that competition by the scruff of the neck like he has this one back in 2014. He only scored once. Here, okay, with some penalties, he scored 5 goals in 6 games, but it's everything else that he's doing. His talismanic presence, I think, has been enhanced by the fact that they won that Copa America, and that was a weight off his shoulders. He now almost felt in his own mind that he didn't have anything to prove in that famous Albiceleste shirt, and that he could enjoy the moment again, and he could play the kind of football for Argentina that he's been playing for Barcelona throughout much of his career, with a smile on his face, with a swagger that we didn't often see. I often felt watching him in World Cups firsthand, being in the extraordinarily privileged position to see most of his games for Argentina in the World Cup, that he's been inhibited, that he's played within himself. You don't feel that now. You look at this and it's almost the fact, okay, this is potentially my last chance. As we were saying earlier, he might be back when he's knocking 39 in 3.5 years' time, but he might not be. But it's almost as if, okay, this is the moment, this is my time. It's just a natural ending to a brilliant story now, if I can help Argentina lift the World Cup. That's how he's playing. And it is simply magnificent. I will never, ever tire of watching that third goal. It's simply extraordinary. The way that he picks it up, he runs 60 yards, there's a drop of the shoulder, a little feint, another drop of the shoulder, and then just walks through the penalty area and puts it on a plate for his mate. It is a magician, an absolute genius at work. And sometimes geniuses are flawed. He's not. Not in the same way as so many others. He's almost the exception to the genius rule, because when he's on that kind of form, he's all but unstoppable. We've seen it throughout his club career. We haven't always seen it in his international career, but we're seeing it now, and you do wonder whether history's preordained.
If you don't know and you haven't seen this run by Messi, just go back to the run by Maradona against England. It's not exactly the same. It's twisting, it's turning, it's low centre of gravity, it's strength. The only difference is Maradona put it in the back of the England net. This fella's laid one on for somebody else.
It was magic. Pure magic.
So who will Argentina take on in the final? Well, the second semi-final was tonight as France take on Monaco. And it's live on TalkSport. I mean, that's hardly fair, is it? Oh, I'm saying it's Morocco.
Anyone could win it. Believe me, anyone could win this World Cup. Can you believe it?
Africa has a semi-finalist for the first time ever.
And I hope the World Cup will come to Africa for the first time. Viva Morocco! We are Atlas Lions!
It is a victory for Morocco! A victory for Africa!
It's such an emotional game for us and for them because of the relationship between the two countries.
Griezmann on the left-hand touchline. Giroud attacks out and scores!
They've got the old band back together from 2018. Giroud leading the line. Mbappe playing off them out wide. And then Griezmann in that deeper role, and it's worked ever so well.
Mbappe.
Youssef En-Nesyri beating Diego Costa to the high ball. And there is African delight all around this stadium.
So as the dust settles on England's exit to France and Harry Kane's missed penalty, the French goalkeeper Hugo Lloris, some say Hugo, but if you know your French, it's Hugo. Anyway, Hugo has spoken for the first time since his Spurs teammate ballooned that spot kick over the bar. Oh, Harry!
It's Harry Kane against Lloris, bobbing up and down on his line. Harry, your country is well and truly behind you. He hits it, right footed. Oh, he's blasted it over the bar. He's missed it. He's whacked it over the bar.
We had a text after the game. It was not easy to find the words, you know, straight after the game in a changing room. I mean, I think he needed some rest. But, it's a difficult time, obviously, for English national team and for Harry, but I think he can be proud. Can be proud of what he's done for the national team during this World Cup. I think in football history, many top players missed penalty, important penalty in their career. Players like Leo Messi, like Cristiano Ronaldo, like Kylian Mbappe. I have no doubt Harry will keep his chin up and he will help Tottenham and the national team to shine.
Now, Moni Moni, Simon Jordan and Times Henry Winter have waded in on the debate over who should be the next England manager, suggesting any successor to Gareth Southgate should ideally be English.
In an ideal world, you would like someone to be able to relate to the culture that they come from, because there are unique foibles and peculiarities about everybody's culture. You know, you wouldn't expect an English manager to go over and manage the Argentinian national side, would you? And so it has never happened. So it's kind of curious that given that we and the Scots gave the world the game, and subsequently we ultimately dominate the domestic landscape in terms of all football riches and comparisons across any league, whether it's in South America or in Europe, yet we can't seem to have this consistent chain of managers that we can recruit from.
You know, you look at the four semi-finalists, and if memory serves, they're all coached by homegrown coaches, people from their country, and they have that empathy. Brazil are having a huge debate at the moment, should they go for an Ancelotti, because they've always had homegrown coaches. Ditto Spain. I think a major footballing country, this is not jingoism, this is if you've got St George's Park and you've been there and you want to have a coaching pathway for these young players to then step into management, the English manager has to be English. It has to be our best against your best. And if our best isn't good enough, then work harder.
In an ideal world, I would want someone indigenous. That doesn't make me a little Englander. It makes me realistic that you'd like someone that understands the landscape, the country, the culture, the attitude, the outlook, the importance, the gravity, and the relationship that football has with the media, and of course, more importantly, the fans. So I'd want someone to be completely conversant with that. And I'd want them to be able to, because we know, we've watched it, whether I've agreed with it or not, Gareth Southgate has been forced into a position where he's been able to have, been having to communicate. So we really don't want to get into a territory where someone's a good manager but can't communicate, like Unai Emery suffered from when he was at Arsenal.
You're listening to the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Ali the Turncoat McCoist, defending his decision to play against TalkSport for ITV in a seven-a-side football match out in Qatar. I mean, you, Judith.
Nigel, you're a lead commentator for TalkSport. What did you make of Ali's decision to play for Team ITV, not Team TalkSport?
I was absolutely baffled. He's working for TalkSport at the World Cup, and in the biggest game of the World Cup, he chooses to play for somebody against TalkSport.
Deck, top OB producer.
Devastated, really. I always thought Stuart Pearce was a better man, to be honest.
Pat D'Angio, top producer and social media executive. Simple question, have you got a message for Ali McCoist?
Ali, I think you're a disgrace. You're an absolute bandit.
Alex Biddle, top TalkSport social media producer. Have you got a message for Ali McCoist?
We missed you. We had Crookie. We had Crookie and they got you.
He's ended my World Cup. I've got an ambulance booked. I need an x-ray because he absolutely wiped me out in scoring a very controversial goal.
James Larvin, top engineer, mate.
Well, unfortunately, I can see him out the corner of my eye. Right-hand side sat there with Ian Wright, Roy Keane, Gary Neville, Sam Matterface. Look at them smiling over there.
Final words for Laurie Palacio, senior manager here on TalkSport. Will Ali McCoist be disciplined?
Whatever happens in the dressing room stays in the dressing room, but I'll be having words with Ali.
It's a plain and simple fact. We turned up two nights prior to the match at a hotel in Doha. Laura and I, we'd been invited for a bit of dinner. So we turn up at the dinner. Lo and behold, there is a full, not half full, a full table of TalkSport employees, staff, bosses,
every single TalkSport employee in Doha.
Every TalkSport employee. Oh, good evening, I said, or we said as we walked by the table. What's the occasion? Oh, no, we've just organised a dinner. Oh, have you organised a dinner? A dinner that Laura Woods and Ali McCoist weren't invited to. That moment then.
Really?
I made my mind up.
Seriously?
Well, Laura looked at me and she said, who are you playing for in this game?
So it was your fault, Laura?
No, no, it wasn't. I looked at Laura and said, you know fine well who I'm playing for in this game.
Okay, look, I
tell you right now, I did not take any satisfaction at all when Ian Wright walked up to me at 4 minutes to five yesterday with the man of the match trophy.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Ali Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 6 p.m, it's the small matter of France against Morocco in the World Cup semi-final.
Oh, Goldstein, you missed the chance to say massive semi.
Yeah, but I'm past that now.
Oh, but come on, massive semi is a great gag.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch me doing that. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Ali Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.